And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Michael Fenner, former Sitka physician, still a practicing general surgeon living in Illinois. He's here to talk about his book, Crossing Denali, An Ordinary Man's Adventure Atop North America. He'll be talking about his book tonight at Old Harbor Books and right here. Welcome to Morning Edition, Michael.
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me here.
Well, you lived in Sitka for about 2.5 years.
We did.
Yeah. And you practiced here.
I was a surgeon at Search. We left in middle of 2008, but I've been back several times since then.
Okay, and you're here now with a couple of your children? And
right. Two of the four, the second and third, Will and Emma, they're 20 and 19 years old. They haven't been back since we left in 2008. They have lots of very fond memories, and I'm surprised at how many things they still remember, and they're enjoying being here.
Okay, and you just hiked up for Stovia, what, yesterday?
That's right. My hiking partner, Dr. Bob Hunter, who I hope is listening this morning, and Will and Emma and I. So the four of us went through the snow. It's pretty deep up there, but we had our snowshoes, got to the top, got off pretty quickly because it's awfully cold.
Well, in 2003, you climbed Denali, and you actually went up and over, which is fairly unusual, and then you wrote a book about it. So give us the synopsis. Tell us about this book, Crossing Denali.
So this is a story about a climb of a big mountain, the biggest mountain in North America. It's a little different than the average climb, as you mentioned, because we went up the standard route, the way most of the 688 summiters that year went up Denali. We went up the same standard route with the same five camps that they went to. But once we got to the summit, we came back to our high camp at 17,000 feet and then crossed over through Denali Pass and went down the north side of the mountain toward Wonder Lake. And we were the only seven people on the north side of the mountain, which was something I looked forward to almost more than reaching the summit itself, to see the pristine north side of the mountain, be the only ones over there, to have the experience of seeing both sides of the mountain, double the adventure and double the experience.
So in your title, you're very specific when you say an ordinary man, like an ordinary Joe doing this adventure. Why is that important for you to include that in the story?
Well, I like to read mountaineering books of all types, adventure books of all types, and some things are more hardcore and maybe not relating to ordinary people, such as I consider myself, quite as much. So ordinary people like myself can do tremendous things and be on great adventures, given the opportunity to go to Alaska and to climb this huge mountain was something that I'll treasure forever. And I don't consider myself a mountaineer. I've climbed some pretty tall mountains, but I'm a surgeon and I'm a father and a husband, and I do things that I think ordinary people do, but I was also able to do something extraordinary. And the story is a good one about what it's like to do it, but also how it makes an ordinary person feel to be surrounded by these incredible scenes of beauty in a place that few people have a chance to see.
So what did you take away from the experience? How did it change you?
Ordinary life is more important to me, especially because of the difficulties that we had on the north side. Each of us fell into a crevasse, being dangling at the end of a rope 30 feet down in a hole, where you have a significant risk of not only injury, but also maybe not getting out of the crevasse at all. Those things allow you to reflect on just how important your life back at home is. And once you reach the point where you see your wife and children again and you get back into the routine, it makes you feel that those things are more special, even though they're not big adventures that happen every day.
Did your experience fulfill your expectations?
It did, Melissa. There were things that I was looking forward to seeing, like the view from the top of the mountain at 20,000 feet, the experiences of making camps and doing the work of climbing the mountain. So all of those things I was expecting, and I wasn't disappointed. What I didn't expect was just how dangerous it was going to be, particularly on the north side coming down, where we seriously could have lost one of our people or more. So expectations were met and exceeded because of all the things that we were allowed to see and do.
And you brought with you not a discontent of ordinary life, but an increased appreciation for it.
Absolutely. My life has been more focused, and sometimes it's more difficult to deal with situations that are involving people that don't necessarily have the experiences of living outside the box. And I think telling the story and writing the book allows me to communicate some of my feelings in a better way than having an opportunity to talk for 10 minutes or an hour, or just trying to explain such profound experiences in a brief period of time.
So your children are getting to that age where they are probably heading off, or at least thinking of their own adventures. And what kind of advice do you give them?
Be careful, be safe. When my mother heard that I was going to do this, she said I was crazy. I think she was nervous, but she also thought it was maybe doing something that I shouldn't be doing. I would have the same kind of feelings if my kids took off and did something like this. But I want them to have the same experiences, not necessarily climbing the mountain or doing something extreme like that, but to have a full, rich life, which means appreciating something every day, and also to have the background of experiences that set you apart and makes you feel like you're something different and special, and all of them are.
So why the book? What brought you to the point where you decided you wanted to write a book?
I was really happy about the story line. I thought we had a good story. I had read some other books about Denali, and I frankly felt that our story was a more interesting story than some of those. So it's always been about the climb. It's always been about the story. Some things in the book set it apart from other climbing stories, and you have to do that in the publishing industry to make it seem different or somehow special. But I just felt that was another adventure that I wanted to involve myself in.
It was a long one, right?
It was. It took 25 days to do the climb and 10 years to write the book. So the notice that I got a couple of years ago that Mountaineers Books was wanting to talk about publishing my story was one of the highlights of the last 10 years of my life.
And a dedicated process for you. So do you bring any aspects of adventure into your life in any degree?
I think in Illinois, there's not much mountain climbing that I can do. But I can be active. I can involve myself in activities that people that enjoy outdoor experiences and stories of these kinds of things involve themselves in. It's hard to be adventurous to that extreme, but I try. And I try to continue to be the person that was looking up at the end of the rope in the bottom of that crevasse, expecting to maybe not survive, or to be somehow harmed by the experience, and to be thankful for everything that I have when I'm at home. So it's hard to do on a day-to-day basis, but it does make me stop and pause and think about all the blessings that I have.
And in your book, you have a photo of yourself up Verstovia.
Yes. Mick Petruski, photographer. A couple years ago, he and my wife and oldest daughter, Grace, were at the top of Verstovia on a beautiful day. I think it was in November. Quite a bit of snow up there, but not as much as there is now. And I wanted to send them a picture of myself, and that's how I wanted to have myself seen on top of a beautiful place in Sitka, Alaska.
So it sounds like you carry a bit of this place with you.
Every day. Think about Sitka every day.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us. You will be at Old Harbor Books at 6:30 this evening.
6:30 tonight. signing, talking about the books, talking about Crossing Denali. Aisha is going to have me do some readings from the book, so I have to sit down and figure out what I'm going to read to the people that are there. So I'm looking forward to it and appreciate the generosity of the people of Sitka to allow me to talk about this this book, this experience.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Michael Fenner, author of the book Crossing Denali. He'll be talking about his experiences at 6:30 this evening at Old Harbor Books.